And we won't do this for all of the cases, but for this first one, let's review some of the most important elements of tornado intensity and outcasting. First, we looked at the velocity, and we find the maximum outbound near the couplet that also has reasonably high reflectivity values. Otherwise, it could be side lobe contamination or bad data. In this case, it's about 65 knots. And then the maximum inbound, which is about 60 knots. We add those two numbers up, and we divide by 2 to establish the rotational velocity of the couplet, which is about 62.5 knots. You can compare that under your rotational velocity on your cheat sheet and see where it lies. And then we also see at 65 dBZ at the center of the couplet, which increases the probability of a strong tornado. We use the TDS in CC, but having it in reflectivity also is an increased probability of an EF2 or stronger tornado. And there's also a very large TDS in correlation coefficient, as you can see, and a little bit of lowered ZDR, which can help confirm the TDS, but it isn't really necessary in this case. It's more for spots where you're just not quite sure.